I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Up until this week, it felt like President Trump did not feel much urgency about the war in Syria. Then came the apparent poison gas attack earlier this week, and then this.
Tonight I call on all civilized nations to join us in seeking to end the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria, and also to end terrorism of all kinds and all types.
That was Trump last night, right after he authorized U.S. missile strikes against an air base in Syria. We're going to spend some time on the show today trying to understand what this might mean, and there is a lot to talk about. We begin with reaction from inside Syria. The U.S. says last night's missile attack was in retaliation for the Syrian regime's use of banned chemical weapons. Predictably, the Syrian regime condemned the U.S. attack as an act of aggression. A spokesman for the Syrian army there, adding that U.S. aggression only undermines the fight against the Islamic State and other terrorist groups. The Syrian government denies it was behind this week's chemical attack, but in Khan Sheikhoun, the town where dozens of people were killed by poison gas on Tuesday, news of the American missile strikes was welcomed. Samer is a resident of Khan Sheikhoun and spoke with us via Skype today.
It was the happiest news that I heard in my life. And we hope that this attack will not be the last one.
That hope was echoed elsewhere in Syria. Qasem Eid is a survivor of another deadly poison gas attack, the one in 2013 in the Damascus suburbs. He says last night's American missile strikes, the first ones against the Assad regime since the war began, were a big change in the sixth year of the civil war.
We feel that someone actually cares for the very first time. And we feel a lot of appreciation for President Trump.
But there are some Syrians who also feel anxious about what comes next. This is Abdul Kafi Alhamdo, an English teacher from Aleppo. He told us via Skype that he's worried about Assad responding by increasing his use of conventional weapons.
America said these strikes to tell Assad not to use chemical weapons again. So now I might die by plaster bomb, by rocket, by barrel bomb, but I'm sure that I'm not going to die by chlorine or by chemical attack. This is what I can understanding of the American statements.
A former resident of Aleppo there speaking to us via Skype from Idlib province. By the way, President Trump's representative at the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said this today about last night's U.S. missile strikes in Syria.
The United States took a very measured step last night. We are prepared to do more, but we hope that will not be necessary.